A report on the enlarged meeting of the Political Bureau of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea was issued on December the 8th, 102 or 2013. The report said, an enlarged meeting of the Political Bureau of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea was held in Pyongyang, the capital of revolution, on December the 8th, and respected Kim Jong-un, first secretary of the Workers' Party of Korea, guided enlarged meeting. Present there were members and alternate members of the Political Bureau of the Party Central Committee, and participating in it as observers were senior officials concerned of the Party Central Committee, provincial party committees, and armed forces institutions. Today, after the nation's greatest mourning, the party members, service personnel of the People's Army, and the entire people entrust their destiny entirely to respected Kim Jong-un, and are waging a vigorous struggle to implement the instructions of the great Kim Jong-il in firm unity around the party center. But the dangerous anti-party counter-revolutionary factionalist incident recently took place that those chance elements and heterogeneous elements entrenched within the party in an attempt to emasculate the monolithic leadership of the party expanded their force with factionalist movers and dared to challenge the party. Concerning it, the Political Bureau of the Party Central Committee convened the enlarged meeting and discussed the issue about the anti-party counter-revolutionary factionalist acts of Chang Seung-taek. At the meeting, his anti-party counter-revolutionary factionalist acts and their harmfulness and reactionary nature were fully exposed. Chang Seung-taek and his faction committed anti-party counter-revolutionary factionalist acts of gnawing at the unity and cohesion of the party and hindering the establishment of the party's monolithic system of leadership, and such anti-state, anti-popular crimes of doing tremendous harm to the struggle for the building of a prosperous nation and the improvement of the people's living. Chang Seung-taek pretended to support the party and the leader in front, but in the back was engaged in factionalist acts of dreaming different dreams in the same bed and engaging in double dealing. He did a treacherous act of ignoring and hindering in every way the work to hold the great leaders Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il in high esteem forever. Chang Seung-taek made vicious efforts to form a faction within the party, creating illusion about himself and drawing those with ambiguous faith and flatterers. Chang Seung-taek and his followers intentionally laid down on and distorted implementation of the party's line and policy, an organized wheel of the party, and openly reversed the policy of the party, and furthermore, did not hesitate to do the counter-revolutionary act of disobeying the order of the Supreme Commander of the Korean People's Army. Chang Seung-taek and his faction weakened the party's leadership over the judicial, prosecution, and people's security organs, and thus did tremendous harm to the defense of the system, defense of the policy, and defense of the people. Chang Seung-taek, violating the principle of the cabinet-centered system, the cabinet-responsible system put forward by the party, did tremendous harm to the economic work of the country and the improvement of the people's living, and, steeped in capitalist way of life, perpetrated irregularities and corruption, and led a dissipated and degenerative life. The ungrateful criminal acts committed by Chang Seung-taek and his faction, fewer than 3 years after the demise of the great leader Kim Jong-il, eternal General Secretary of the party, trigger off a burning indignation of the party members, service personnel of the People's Army, and people. Speeches were made at the enlarged meeting of the Political Bureau. The speakers unanimously and strongly criticized the anti-party counter-revolutionary factionalist acts of Chang Seung-taek and his faction, and voiced their firm resolve to remain true to the idea and leadership of respected Kim Jong-un, and resolutely defend the Party Central Committee politically and ideologically, and at the risk of their lives. The meeting adopted a decision of the Political Bureau of the Party Central Committee on releasing Chang Seung-taek from all duties, depriving him of all titles, and expelling him from the party. With the detection and expulsion of Chang Seung-taek and his faction, our party and revolutionary ranks have become purer, our single-minded unity hundredfold firmer, and the revolutionary cause of Juche can advance with greater vigor along the road of victory. Nobody on earth can stand in the way of our party, army, and people powerfully advancing towards the final victory in single-minded unity around respected Kim Jong-un under the great banner of Kim Il-sungism, Kim Jong-ilism, the report said.